morning, good morning. This is the Impact Man, and you know what time it is. It is time to rise and grind. So go ahead, grab your cup of coffee, grab your device, and let's get into this word. What's going on, brothers? So good to be with you this morning, Thursday, August, what is today? The 18th, 2022. I am glad to be here and glad to be alive and glad to be in the presence with you fellas. Listen, apologies for not being here on Tuesday. Just overwhelmed with a whole lot of work stuff, but I'm back and we're ready to rock and to roll. Welcome to Morning Meditation for Men. This is Pastor Esther every month. Did I say that already? I don't know. But anyways, we got some rhema coming. All right, so turn with me in your Bibles to 1 Chronicles. 1 Chronicles chapter 4. 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And I want you to know this before you listen to this, before you go forward. I just recorded it and I was about to publish, do all my little editing pieces and publish. And the only thing that was on the track was white noise. And I've got to get this out of me. I've got to get this message into the universe. And so I'm going to do my very best to say it again, because it's rhema. This is fresh. This fresh from the throne room. So this morning I got up and I kept hearing this. I kept hearing, bless me, bless me, bless me, bless me. That's all I was hearing. And so I said, what are you saying, Lord? He says, go. And he had me pull up this scripture, 1 Chronicles chapter 4, beginning at verse number 9. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, beginning at verse number 9. And it reads, Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez because I bore him in pain. Jabez called upon the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my border, and that your hand might be with me, and that you would keep me from harm, so that it might not bring me pain. And God granted what he asked. What I want us to see today is that what this is in these first couple chapters of Chronicles is the chronicling of lineage. So here you go through, they were going through and they were saying, and this person had this child, and this child from this person, and this child from this person. And as I was reading, David, and my math may be off, but what I saw was David had something like 21 children. And so, you know, they were going down the lineage, and then they got to someone else, and they got, and then in the middle of, literally in the middle of discussing who had whom, there is a stoppage. There is a stoppage. And we hear from this little known person named Jabez. And it clearly says that Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. But his mother, catch this, called him pain. His name means pain. He was more honorable than his brothers, but his mother called him pain. The first thing that I want you to know is that in a crowd of people, you stand out. In a crowd of people, you stand out. So no matter what you're dealing with today, no matter how mundane and stagnant your life feels like, I want you to know when you look around and you're trying to figure out why everybody is looking at you sideways, it is because you stand out. You are anointed for this time. You are anointed for this season. You are anointed for this generation because you stand out. That's number one. Number one, in the midst of it, you got to recognize all we were doing right here in Chronicles. All we were doing is saying that Mike had Larry and Pete, and Then he had Sarah. And then Larry and Pete had Jeff and Mike and Bill. And Bill had so-and-so. They were just going through names. Then all of a sudden, it stopped. And it says, and Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. And his mother called him Pain. I want you to know that in the midst of it all, you stand out. Now, the next thing I want you to know is that sometimes when you stand out, I feel the Holy Ghost, people will put labels on you because that is the way they see you. What are you saying, Pastor? And his mother called him Pain. She put a label on him. And everybody know that pain is not something that is desirable. Pain is not something that we want. Pain is not something that we desire and we need and we needed in our lives, but it's not something that we go out seeking. And so what she did is she placed a negative connotation on his life. And people may decide that they want to put a negative connotation on your life. But let me tell you something. Jabez learned the secret of having a name that meant something negative. He says, although I've been in a situation where I feel like I'm beginning to embrace what they're calling me, I'm going to call on the God of my salvation to get me out of this mess. Let me tell you something today, that I don't want you to begin to embrace what people have called you that is negative. I don't want you to begin to embrace those negative things. Listen to me, that you have called yourself. It is time for you to step up. It's time for you to step out, and it's time for you to understand that you are special. You stand out in the crowd. And here's the next thing. I know that they called you Pain. I know that you've been embracing that place of pain, but I want you to know something, that God is waiting to hear from you. In the midst of everything of your mundane life, getting up, drinking coffee, going to work, driving to work, listening to the music, getting in the car, getting out of the car, going in there, pushing papers all day, coming home, eating dinner, cooking something to eat, watching your favorite TV show, praying a little bit, maybe, reading the word a little bit, maybe, going to bed, going to sleep, waking up, doing it over. And every day it's the same thing over and over and over and over again. I want you to know, in the middle of that mundane life, listen to me, God is waiting to hear from you. Why? Because you stand out in the crowd. He's waiting to hear from his son. He is waiting to hear from his daughter. He is waiting to hear from his children. And listen to me, this is an old adage, something that I heard, when a closed mouth never gets fed. And so it is the same, that a closed mouth can never be blessed, because if you don't ask for it, you will not get it. If your mouth is always closed and you never speak of over anything, you'll never get what it is that you need in your life. Jabez was wise enough to understand, catch this now, that they called me Pain. Something is wrong with this, because I began to embrace what they called me. But wait a minute, now I need to call on God, because I don't want to be what they called me. He says, oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my border, and that your hand might be with me, and that you would keep me from harm. So what Jabez says, he says, I need you to enlarge my border, my places. I need you to enlarge my places so I can get from up out of here, so I can get from up underneath these people who have labeled me. I need to get on the other side of something, because where I am, they trying to choke me out. They trying to choke me out. He said, move my places. And then he said, I need your power. He says, then he says, I need your presence. He says, oh, that your hand would be with me. I need your presence, God. Not only do I want to be moved into a different place, but when I move into the next place, I need your presence there with me. I don't want to go it alone, God. I don't want to be out here on my own, God. I don't want to be out here solo dolo, as the kids like to say. Listen to me. I want your presence. And then he says, I need your power. What does it say? He says, so that you would keep me from harm. And how? Because the power of the Lord is going to keep him from harm. The power of the Lord is going to keep you from harm. He says, I need your power. So not only, he says, move my places. I need your presence and give me your power. All while I'm out there. Now listen, I've got a prophetic word for you on today. I told you, you stand out in a crowd and that God is waiting to hear from you. Over the next 24 hours, I need you to meditate on this word, and I need you to begin to speak what it is that you want over your life. For 24 hours, I'm going to be praying for everybody that listens to this word, and I know that we're all going to listen to it at different times, but I promise you, this is connected with the Spirit of God. Listen, if you listen to this word over the next 24 hours, you need to begin to mutter and speak and prophesy and pray about what it is and decree and declare what it is that you want over your life. Well, Pastor, why do you need me to do that? Because what happened with Jabez when he began to speak to God, when it was all said and done, the Bible says, and God granted what he asked. I told y'all, I came with a rhema word today, that I woke up early this morning hearing, bless me, bless me, bless me, bless me. And God told me to tell you, today is your day. Today is the day of the blessing. I don't care what day you listen to this. I don't care if it's 12 years from now that you listen to this. The next 24 hours from the moment that you listen to this, God says, if you pray and if you begin to ask, I will set it in order for your life. This day is going to give you the trajectory of the next 20 years of your life. There is going to be change. And listen to me today, hear what I'm saying. Over the next 24 hours, I need you to be selfish. This one right here. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I know you like, that don't make sense. I'm telling you what I hear from God. This one right here is for you. This one is not for your family. This is not for your marriage. This is not for your children. This one is for you. All of those things will be included if you really adding you in here. But I'm telling you, you're in a place right now where God is saying that I want to bless you. I want to bless you. But you got to ask me. You got to get out of your mundane. You got to get out of the place of pain, the place where they called you a name and you got stuck. Oh, Shatianto. Yeah, yeah. You got stuck where somebody called you a name. But today is the day to get out of the muck of the lie and begin to walk in who God has called you, not what somebody else has called you. All right, I got to get out of here. I told you I recorded this once and came back and was about to edit it, and it was nothing but white noise. And if you don't know what that is, it's static. And I told the devil, you're a liar. I know what God told me to share with the people. I'm sharing this. Go for it. This is your day. I prophesy over your life today that your life will never be the same, and you will see incremental change over the next 20 years. Mark my word, if I be a lying prophet. I am not a lying prophet. 20 years. You're setting yourself up for the next 20 years, and I'm praying for you all day long. All day long, I will be muttering in prayer all day long for you and you and you and you. Yep, you too. I'm praying for you. Everything that you want. God is about to open up doors and windows and people's hearts and pour into your life a blessing that you will not have room enough to receive. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before your presence and we say thank you. Thank you for your goodness and your mercy and your kindness and all that you've done for our lives. God, we honor you today. We thank you for this word today that reminds us that we stand out in a crowd and that you are waiting to hear from us. Now, God, as we speak over these next 24 hours, open our eyes to see what it is that you want for us and let us begin to pray for those things. We bless you in advance, God, for the outpouring over the next 20 years of our lives that will change our lives, that will change the lives of people who are connected to us because of this day. We honor you today, God, and we magnify you and we glorify you. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. And everybody shouted amen, amen, and amen. All right, y'all, that's it. Listen, if you don't know Jesus, give your life to Jesus. The Bible says if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, you shall be saved. Today, give your life to Jesus. Number two, share the podcast with all of your friends and your families and everybody. Listen, share the podcast. Number three, make sure you check the Facebook page for Morning Meditation for Men. There'll be some information on there on this Sunday, 21st of August. I will be ministering at a local church here on a Zoom link. So please check the Facebook page, Morning Meditation for Men. Information will be placed there. I would love for you guys to come and hang out with me for that worship experience. All right, y'all. This is Pastor Esther Fremont. I'm out of here.